Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
So it's my pleasure, everyone, to welcome Sarah here to the Embodiment Conference Meditation and Breathwork channel. So we had Richard Shankman the other day touch upon sound meditation, but we haven't got much of it so far. So Sarah is one of the leading people in this field on the planet. She's a sound therapist, a meditation teacher, an author, and she spent the past decade introducing sound baths to audiences across unique environments all around the world. So she offers transformative experiences, original teaching, and which has helped make her one of the leading people in the movement. She helps everyone with deep listening and sound, and to make sound meditation go mainstream. So today we can sit back and enjoy as Sarah leads us in an at-home sound bath.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Philip. Thanks to each one of you for tuning in and spending time at the Embodiment Conference and spending time with me today for an at-home sound bath. Now, a sound bath is, for those of you who are new to the practice and the experience, is a deeply immersive, full-body listening experience where sound is used intentionally to invite therapeutic and restorative effects. And for the last decade or so, I've been facilitating sound baths in unique locations all around the world. And this past year, I began to facilitate more virtual experiences, as many of us are being guided towards more virtual experiences. I chose not to use the word virtual for our sound bath experience today because wherever we are, whether you're in your home or in another space right now, you'll be able to be at home within yourself through the sound bath experience and through this practice of deep listening. And there are only a couple of things you need to know for today's session before we get into it, and that is the most important thing is that you're comfortable. And Steve invited you before to get into a comfortable position, find a comfortable space. We'll be in the experience for about 35 to 40 minutes, so if you want to get a blanket or an eye mask, you can do that now and take your time to get set up and feel supported. In addition, you might want to connect to headphones or a speaker system for optimal sound quality, and you can do that now, and I'll give you a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, I see that we're tuning in from all over the world: Israel, Sweden, New York, South Africa, the UK. If you want to say where you're tuning in from in the chat, we have Ontario, Canada, Florida, UK, more UK. So good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Hello from Romania. More people in Sweden. Good, beautiful. Welcome, welcome. Serbia, Wisconsin. Wow, it's so beautiful to join together in this global community. Hello in Berlin and Paris, Sarajevo, Utah. To all share in this practice of listening and getting quiet together across time zones. I'm here on the East Coast of the US, so it's 3 p.m. late afternoon. Let's see, Netherlands, almost bedtime. Okay, so just acknowledging where you are in your day and your time of day and your current location as you continue to settle in and get comfortable. And once you've found a comfortable position, just come to soften your gaze. Just letting your eyes soften, let your focus soften. And when it feels comfortable to you, you can gently close your eyes. As I mentioned before, this is a practice of listening, and there is no need to look at your screen. Allow yourself permission to take a break visually, to rest your eyes. And gently guide your awareness to your breath. And we'll start right at the base of the nostrils. There's no need to adjust or control your breath. Simply observe as the breath moves naturally in and out through your nose. Begin to observe the sounds that are already in your environment. Allowing these environmental sounds to be part of your listening experience. And as you continue to soften and settle into this moment, allow your awareness of sounds to be expansive and spacious. Join together for three breaths as a group. Just listen to my example first. I'll count to four for an inhale through the nose, and then we'll exhale through the teeth like this, like a TS sound. Listen. Do that until all the air is out of the body. So three times together with me. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale. And again, inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale. And one more time like that. Inhale, one, two, three, four, and exhale. Return back to the natural breath, in and out through your nose. You're welcome to come back to this steady, gentle rhythm of the natural breath again and again throughout the experience. Just continue to keep your awareness, your attention loosely focused on the sound that you hear and on your listening. Thank you. just gently guide your awareness back to your breath. Let's try it again. Inhale. return to the natural breath. Allow yourself to feel supported by this resonance of your voice, of all the other voices all around the world joining together. With eyes closed, gently come to place your left hand over your heart and your right hand over your left. Sealing in this quality of calm, peacefulness that we cultivated together here today. A moment of gratitude towards yourself for showing up not only today in this practice, but all the different ways that you show up in the world for your family and for others. And let's take one more breath together. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Release your chin towards your chest, connecting head and heart. And slowly begin to lift your gaze, open your eyes, receiving the light of your space. And just making an observation here, any subtle shifts that may have occurred in this practice, take your time. And yes, I would love to take this opportunity to get back in the body, but also as a way to connect and ground. So I like to close my at-home sound bath sessions with a virtual hug. So you're gonna need both of your hands. You can put down your device if you're holding one. You're gonna take opposite hand to opposite shoulder. Take a full breath in through your nose. Lift your shoulders up towards your ears. And exhale through your mouth. Squeeze down and in, grounding. If you want to give it a little rub on your arms, just coming back into the body. Nice squeeze. And then release your arms. So grateful to share this time with you today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your presence in this practice. I'm seeing a lot of notes in the chat that your cats are loving it. Your dogs are loving it. I hope you are loving it. I have a lot of free resources available on my website, sarahauster.com. You can listen to recordings, check out my book. It's called Sound Bath, Meditate, Heal, and Connect Through Listening. And I hope we continue to stay connected across all the channels that we have available to us and here at the Embodiment Conference and this beautiful community that has been building. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Steve.
That was incredible. I can see lots of love coming through in the chat, as you can see as well. The one particularly long note saying how it's just the first time they've been able to relax all day. It was just an unknown feeling. So thank you so much for that. And that was super nice for me as well, taking the time. I wonder if you have maybe the space for like one or two questions just before we wrap up. So regarding the sensational vibrations in the body, do you find the experience of in-person sound bath is more impactful, or do you find that Zoom or anything here, because you made the special note not to say virtual, do you find that people can tune in just as much? Seems so today, didn't it?
Yeah, if you had asked me a year ago, I would have said no. However, I feel that the energetic connection of us all being here together is quite palpable and quite different from listening to a recording, although the energy and the vibration would be captured if you were watching this later. The people who are here having a shared experience, I feel it as powerfully as if we were all together in the room with eyes closed. So I feel that connection is just as strong. Yeah.
Thanks. And someone also said towards the middle, and this may be just because of a session that also happened as well, but towards the middle of the experience, their body went into sort of quite powerful tremors, as would happen in TRE. Do you find that people have different reactions like that or anything else?
Yes. Each one of us has a very individual and unique relationship with sound, and so our bodies, our physical bodies, our emotional bodies respond quite differently to different sounds. So you may feel quite a bit of movement in the body, quite a bit of movement in your thoughts in response to different sounds that you're hearing.
Cool. This may be a nice one. So for people dealing with multiple tinnitus ringing in the ears, is there a way to let it sort of merge with the sounds of the sound bath? Because it sometimes can interfere with the experience.
It depends. Each person who has tinnitus experiences a different tone, a different level of volume. And so also, it depends on your unique situation. I have had one student who has used the practice of deep listening and mindful listening to shift the relationship to the constant tone that she hears. And now she has a practice of humming along with it, doing this toning practice with it. So I do believe that this attention, this awareness, can shift your relationship to that constant tone.
And I'm going to try and sneak one more in there. So being a sound bath facilitator must have had an amazing transformative impact on your relationship to your body. Can you share how it's impacted you personally? You got to fit it all in 30 seconds, the entire personal transformation.
Starting now. I'm constantly evolving in my practice and how I facilitate, and because I don't have a set composition that I'm playing, I am constantly in conversation with you and with the group that I'm facilitating for. And so each time is quite a transformative experience for me as well, because each time I'm facilitating is different and an opportunity for me to discover something new about the experience and myself as well.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm going to wrap up with a couple little bits and then come back to you for your top tip, if you haven't somehow put it into the wisdom you've just shared. But if anyone would like to share this will be available for 48 hours on the portal, so do share it with anyone you know. I saw someone saying they're going to go home and bring it and play it in front of their cats or something like that, just to see what it does. So feel free to tell everyone about this, share it. I've posted Sarah's website there in the chat, but I'll repost it again. Do check out what she's doing. I've seen someone here saying that they're already going weekly as well, to sarahoster.com if you're just watching on the recording. Worth checking out. I was super happy when I managed to get in contact with Sarah, because she's really top person in the field and a pioneer in making this sort of internationally known. In terms of other stuff, you can sort of upgrade to the full packages. So if you want to have the library of packages to digest in your own time, we appreciate it as a thank you to us. And it sort of enables us to run this event for free. If those who can afford to buy it do so. So you can upgrade there. That's in the chat. If you'd like to discuss with other people how this has been for you, there's been some cool comments in the chat. But if you want to talk with some real virtual humans, You can also do that in our coffee break rooms. So I've put a link there. So you'll need a profile on the portal, but then you can go there and have a little chat. I've been joining them as well. It's been good fun. And if that's not quite your thing, also the Facebook group, you can go there and post in there how this was for you. And let's repost Sarah's website once more time, sarahoster.com, in case it's got lost there. And then heading across for a final thing from you, Sarah, what is your top tip on, I guess, how to be more embodied?
I think continuing to expose ourselves to experiences like this and connecting in community, even though it's difficult for many of us to be together in physical space, to connect this way in the virtual space is crucial right now. So I hope that we can continue to stay connected.
Thank you. Let's do that. Go check out Sarah, check out all this stuff, and have a lovely morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Coming up next on the meditation channel is Roger Walsh, who's an integral practitioner. He's doing some guided meditations for us. Then tonight we have a panel, or rather more a discussion, with Alanis Morissette and Dan Siegel. That will be in 3 hours' time, and then we'll continue going further and further every second hour. We've got a new session, and the other channels too, but we know meditation and breathwork channel is superior, so that's all okay. So catch you later, everyone. Thank you again, Sarah, and enjoy.